Amen. All right. We have a lot to cover tonight. I would really like for us to finish chapter 2 if at all possible. But that's the least thing. Our exam is next week. It will cover chapters 1 and 2 and the assignment that you were given. The message by Apostle, Heavenly Position. Let's see, wait, hold on. I'm sorry, somebody's telling me. Praying from your heavenly, yes, there it is. Praying from your heavenly position. You will have maybe 1 to 2 questions from that message. And like I said, primarily chapters 1 and 2. I always like to explain people, I try not to do any trick questions. That's just not my nature. Most of the questions that I give you are things that I think are important for you to know and important for you to remember. I'll give a few definitions. I know one of them, purpose. I can tell you that. And always remember that that's the original intent for which something was created. I might do a shalom. I'm not going to focus this time on a lot of the Greek and the Hebrew words. If I say it, you know, I'll make a statement in the Hebrew, and I'll give you the word, and, you know, might be some reference to it. But, you know, you won't be asked to give any of that. You will have anywhere from 10 probably to 15 questions. And I do that. The more questions I give you, the more you can miss. You know, if I get and still have a passing grade, you know. If I give you 2 questions, each question is worth 50 points. Come on. Who wants that? You know, you don't want that. But if I give you anywhere between 10 and 15, and then you know, one might be worth 10 points or something like that. So I'm really looking out for you, okay? Really, really looking out for you. I don't anticipate it's gonna be all that difficult. You know, I think you'll do okay. There are some quizzes that's been done that you may want to look back on. That'll at least give you some idea. There is one from test 1. I think it was question 1. I want to read this statement, and I want to read it very, very slowly so that everybody can hear it and understand it. It was confusing, but I couldn't throw it out on the quiz because a lot of people got it right, you know, but it was confusing. I understand that now. And I was very, very thankful for all the emails that I did get from my online students saying, please clarify, please clarify. But this is the statement. It says, prayer is not an option for the believer, but a command. Listen good. It is time for God's people to get on board with God's plan and to diligently pray and work to see the fulfillment of God's plan for his church. The next statement, we should understand that God's plan is to establish and advance his kingdom. Okay, y'all see the difference now? The plan, you know, we kept saying the plan, his plan, his plan, and then advance his kingdom. Okay, I think it needs to be on the test. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I need some redemption. I need some redemption. So I'll try to reword it and rework it and put it on the test so that you will understand what we're saying. But it's all about God's plan and God and trying to advance God's kingdom here on earth. That's what God is interested in. And that's what he wants us to be interested in. Okay? So that's the main thing. All right. So there is one other thing. We're going to leave that to the end. In chapter 2, we're talking about the purpose of prayer. Remember that. Now, I had a here marked on my outline, but I think this is not where we stop. But I'll go ahead and I'll go over this. I think we've covered it already. The chapter is the purpose of prayer. I had a here marked by God is looking for someone who lives in a physical body to stand in the gap for his people and pray. But I think we touched on that. We looked at Ezekiel 22 and 30, talking about the prayer of intercession, and I told you that we would go over that a little bit later. And it says in Ezekiel 22:30, "So I sought for a man among them who would make up a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." Amen. God is seeking a spirit within a body to stand in on someone else's behalf. He's looking for a man or a woman willing to stand in the gap for his people, to build a fortress, to be a covering for a church or a family. He needs someone to give birth to his plans here on earth. And remember, I can remember making a statement about some visions, you know, that God has given to men and women, but nobody's praying for them. Amen. God needs us to pray. Many of God's plans and purposes may never be fulfilled here on earth. There it is right there. Because there is no one to intercede. There is no one who will take the time to pray for his plans and for his perfect will to be done. Prayer is not an option. It's a must. Luke 18:1, "Then he spake a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to faint." Apostle is always telling us that you can look at that and say, now, if you don't pray, you're going to faint. Amen? All right. We are co-laborers with God. I think the author gave us 2 Corinthians 6:1. We then as workers, he says, together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. I mean, coming behind our lesson tonight, huh? Don't receive the grace of God in vain. And then I added a scripture, 1 Corinthians 3:9. "For we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building." And then the author explains, you know, the definition of a worker. He says the word worker means a group of people that cooperate, help, and work together. Jesus fulfilled the will of the Father through prayer. The disciples only asked one thing of Jesus. It was to teach them how to pray. They did not ask to be taught how to perform miracles or cast out demons. They asked to be taught how to pray. The disciples knew the secret of Jesus' success was his prayer life. Luke 11:1, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And then we go on. Jesus' secret to the success of his ministry was his prayer life. Jesus spent hours doing one thing and seconds doing another. He prayed 5 hours and later only needed 2 seconds to heal the blind man. We, and I put in parentheses the church, do things the other way around. We spend a few minutes with God talking about in prayer and later take many hours ministering to people in his name. Okay? Hours spent with God, talking about in prayer. Hours spent with God make the time we spend with people more effective. I mean, if you want to be effective with people, you're going to have to take the time to pray. You got to pray. Amen? Amen. Amen. If you want to be effective. If we spend hours with God, then it will only take minutes for us to solve any problem here on earth. The time we spend with God is not wasted. It is invested. Jesus's first priority was not in ministering to men, but to God. What is needed for God to do his will on earth? And your author says, a man or a woman that is available. Amen. Isaiah 6:8. "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I. Send me." Amen. God is not interested in our abilities, our intellect, our capacities, our gifts, or talents, but in our availability. God is interested in the person who says, Lord, I give you permission to use my physical body to pray for the lost souls, to pray for finances, to pray for government, to pray for pastors. God wants someone who is willing to pray God's will. And I have it in bold, make it happen. Amen. Amen. Make it happen. Here at Word of Life Christian Center, that's one of the things that we frequently hear our apostle say, let's make it happen. Amen. look, somebody has heard him say it. Look, she's just shaking her head. So that would be the end of chapter 2. Those are just the highlights. Again, I do encourage you to read chapter 2. I'm going to do a review of chapter 1 in just a few minutes, but there's something that, was just laid on my heart this morning very, very strongly, and that is, this is what? Is this week 6 or week 5? Anybody remembers? Week 5? About week 5, somewhere about week 5. This is our 5 session, and I have not asked if there was anyone in this class who was not filled with the Spirit. And that's one of the things that I usually ask. I'm talking about those people here, those people who are also students who are watching online. And I want you to know, number one, that you are loved and that there's a lot of care, there's a lot of concern for you. God sent you here. You know, a lot of people, you know, you might not understand why you're here. What in the world am I doing here? You know, I'm just coming. You thought it was you, but it was God all the time directing you to come here. And one of the things, being a student here myself, I'm constantly a student. It's not a Sunday or a Wednesday that I come that I don't hear something. And it's like my mind goes, oh, my God, I never knew that. I never saw that. You know, I want to learn. I'm eager to learn. I want to know. Amen. And I know you want to know. That's why you're here. And the only thing is, you will not be able to receive everything that God has for you without praying in the Holy Ghost. You're going to have to pray in the Holy Ghost here. I don't know if you noticed some of the things that Apostle was saying tonight. I mean, he's on that level. You know, God has just blessed him and he's been so gracious to him and revealing and unfolding. And he is here unfolding to us. Okay. And, I can remember a long time ago, you know, he told us, he says, I'm giving you the word in the anointing, but you're going to have anointed ears to hear. You know, if your ears are not anointed, then how are you going to be able to hear and receive the anointed word? You know, so if there is anybody in this class that is not filled with the Spirit, or you may have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, but, you know, you're having problems with your prayer life, then you let me know. We have some altar workers who are in here who can assist me, or any of the instructors. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be me. Just let somebody know, look, I need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. I need to speak in tongues. The other thing is, people are baptized in the Holy Ghost, but they don't pray. Okay, you don't. Well, that's not going to do you any good either. It's not enough to say I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost if you don't pray in the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us, and ye building yourselves up on your most holy faith, doing what? Praying in the Holy Ghost, okay? So you need to pray. And I mean, and don't be, I'm not saying this to intimidate anybody. I think there was a student last year, and I started talking about the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And, you know, after a while, I didn't see him anymore. So I guess he was doing it online. I don't know. But I want you to know, we're here for you. We want you to receive. Okay? The Bible talks about that, you know, this is where your power comes from. This is where your power comes from. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Okay? So, I mean, you want to, and you want to have that power. And it's not just, we think of it as power to fight the enemy. No, it's power to also receive. We're talking about an anointing to receive. On your way to class, I know a lot of you drive, you know, spend some of that time praying in the Holy Ghost so that when you get here, an apostle is putting it out, then, you know, your ears have already been quickened to hear, and your heart has been quickened to receive. I mean, he wants you to receive all that he's putting out. You know, that's his main goal. You know, he wants you to get it. Amen? Amen. Amen. And you're not going to get it unless you're praying in the Holy Ghost. So I want to encourage you. Like I said, if there's anybody here who is not filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, let me know or one of the other instructors know, and we can minister to you and make sure that that's taken care of. Okay? All right. So let's look at chapter 1 and chapter 2. Got my little outlines here. Okay, I clarified that statement. Okay, we got that. Y'all got that, huh? All right, we got that. And I will reword it. Let's see. We were talking about intimate communion. Remember that? Chapter 1 was intimate communion with God. We looked at what is the main purpose of prayer. And then we looked at what is communion. That word koinonia. You may see it on the exam, but I won't ask you. You know, I'll make a statement about it, something like that. But you might see it. Let's see. Talking about the things that God hates. Y'all remember that from chapter 1? And I gave you, I think it was seven things God hates. Okay. Y'all hear that, online students? Seven things that God hates. Okay. Let's see, we defined a moral value. We said that's a standard, a biblical belief that we practice daily. We talked about a little bit about priorities. And then remember the story about one thing is necessary, one thing is needful. Remember those two sisters? One was sitting at his feet. Okay. And we talked about distractions. Remember? A little bit about distractions. All right, let's see what else. We talked a little bit about how long did Jesus pray? Did he pray in the morning? Did he pray in the evening? All of, you know, some of that. Then we talked about the benefits of having a close relationship with God. We will have peace. There will be signs and wonders, and we will be satisfied and complete. That's when we looked at the word shalom, and that word means peace. And then I came back, I think it was on last week, and we talked a whole lot more about peace. And how can we establish a close relationship with God? We talked about humbling ourselves before his presence, beginning to pray immediately, to seek his face. Okay. And that would have been the majority of chapter 1. And then we went to chapter 2, the purpose of prayer. People will come to everything at church except prayer meeting, right? Everything except prayer meeting. We looked at the definition of purpose. And then we looked at some questions. Why should we pray? And you know, all those questions that people had. And some of them sound like they were legitimate questions. And the three main reasons why God created man. Okay. We talked about man and his dominion, that God gave him dominion. We looked at the word Emmanuel, remember? Okay, and then we're back to where we picked up tonight. God is looking for someone who lives in a physical body to stand in the gap for his people and to pray. And that's essentially what we're going to probably be covering on this exam. Okay, I'm going to go out here. Anybody has any questions? Any questions? I think we got a lot of time. I didn't think it was going to, I thought it was going to take me longer than that to review. So this is your opportunity. Your opportunity to ask questions. Opportunity to make statements. No? Well, we can't go this early. I promise you that. We can't go this. This is a little bit too early. No? Okay. Oh, okay. We got a question? Oh, I'm sorry, Monique. I thought I saw your hand. No? No? Okay. Well, y'all know what I'm going to do. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. We got the report. Yeah. Y'all will be hearing more about that. A bona fide miracle. Amen. All right. So now, if y'all don't have any questions, y'all know what I'm gonna do, huh? We're gonna pray. We are gonna pray. And again, I'm just real, real big right now on Thanksgiving, especially then after I heard Apostle say, yeah. Okay. So let's go. For some reason, I just like Psalm 118 and 1. Yeah, we're not going to go into another chapter or anything like that because of the exam. Okay. Psalm 118, verse 1. Y'all got it? All right, let's read. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Online students, this includes you. A prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahasandara bakaya ye here. You are good God. Alalala mahashia. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira besandara bakahaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira moho sandara bakaha. Amamamamamaman de. Alalala mahalala kindara bakaha. Amamamaman de. Alalala bahashia mosokondara bakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahasandara bede. Alalala mahalala kandara baki here. Alalala mahalala kandara mahire misandara bakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahire moho sandara bakaya here. Thank you, Lord. Alalala mahir. Alalala mahalala kandara mahire moho sandara bakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahir. Alalala bahalala kandara makashandara bakaha. Amamamamande de bedede. Alalala bahaya ye here, Lord God. Alalala mahalala kandara bedede. Alalala mahalala kandara makishandere bede. Alalala mahalala kandara makihia. Alalala mahalala kandara mahire me sandara bakaya. Alalala mahaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mayara moho sandara bakaya here. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the honor, Lord God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Lord God. Alalala mahiri me sandara bakahaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahu sandara bakaha. Amama babande de bedede. Alalala bahalala kandara maki here. Elelele mahalala kandara mahira mahu sandara bakaya here, Lord God. You've been so good to us, Lord God. Alalala mandere bedeya. Alalala mahashindara bakahaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahu sandara bakaya here, Lord God. Oh, Rabba Baba Baba Ndebe Dede Dede. Oh, Rabba Baba Baba Ndebe Dede Dede. Alalala Mahaya Yehi, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Alalala Mandebe Dede. Alalala Mahalala Kandara Mahaya Yehi. Oh, if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're a good God. Hallelujah. You're a good God. You're a good God. You're a good God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shalala mahoshahaya. Alalala makonda rebedehaya. Alalala mahanara mayana mahasiya. Alalala mahoya. Alalala mahaya. You're here, Lord God. Alalala maunda rabakashanda rabakahaya. Alalala mahalala kanda ramaki here. Olelende. Olelende, olelende, ololo makushanda rabakahaya. Ama baba baba bandere bedere bakanda rabakahaya. Alalala mahalala kanda ramaki here. We're so grateful, Lord God. We're so grateful, Lord God. We appreciate you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Alalala mahashanda rabakaha. Alalala mahalala kanda ramaki here. Alalala mahalala kanda ramaki here. Alalala mahalala kanda ramaki here. Mahasanda rabakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahasanda rabakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira muhusanda rabakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahasanda rabakaha. Amamandi. Alalanda rabahia. Alalala mahalala kandara makihia. Alalala mahalala kandara mahia. Alalala mahalala kandara mahia. Alalaya here, let me say ya. Alalala mahalala kandara bakihia. Ama de 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 alalala bahalala kandara makishanda rabakahaya alalaya here, Lord God. Alalala mahalala kandara mahia. Alalala mahalala kandara mahia, Lord God. Alalanda rabakishanda rabakahaya alalala mahalala kandara makihia alalala mahalala kaya alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahusanda rabakaya. Alalala mahashanda rabakahaya. Alalala mahaya yehi, Lord God. Alalala mahalala kandara makihia. Alalala mahalala kandara makihia. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahusanda rabakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara makihia. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahusanda rabakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara makishanda rabakaya. Anononde de. Alalala mahalala kandara bakaya. Alalala mahalala kandara mahira mahusanda rabakaya. Alalala mahashanda rabakaya. Alalaya. Alalala lahaya yehi, Lord God. Alalala kandara bahaya yehi. Ama mande de bedede. Alalala mahalala kandara mahia. Alalala mahalala kandara makihia. Alalande de bedede. Alalala mahashandara bakaya. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. If y'all don't have any questions, this is the earliest I have ever dismissed this class. Amen. All right. I think there was some people, somebody wanted to talk to me. Okay. All right. All right. Amen. That's it. Your exams will be posted 6 o'clock Monday night. And they will go for 7 days. Y'all be blessed. Yes, sir.